Hudson Taylor's Choice Sayings, Chapter 6, God's Care. Are we not to believe that if we only are God-sent men and God-sent women going to serve Him and not to please ourselves, going to follow His guidance and to do His work, He is sure to sustain us? It is cheering to remember that for the sake of His own name and of His own glory, as well as for the sake of His great love, the full supply of our needs is guaranteed by our relationship to Him as our shepherd. A lean, straggly sheep, with torn limbs and tattered fleece, will be small credit to the shepherd's care. But unless we will wander from Him and will not remain restful under His protection, there is no fear of such ever being our lot. We may lie down in peace and sleep in safety, because the shepherd of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. No lion or bear can ever surprise our ever-watchful guardian or overcome our almighty deliverer. He has once laid down His life for the sheep, but now He ever liveth to care for them and to ensure to them all that is needful for His life and for that which is to come. The Lord is my shepherd. He saith, not was. He saith, not may be, or will be. The Lord is my shepherd. Is on Sunday, is on Monday, and is through every day of the week, is in January, and is in December, and in every month of the year, is at home, and is in China, is in peace, and is in war, in abundancy, and in penury. Let us live in the joy of truth, here pointed out. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And let us learn to trust for others as well as for ourselves. Not only are the sheep of the flock safe, but the little lambs, about which the ewes may be more solicitous than about their own safety, are all under the same guardian ewe and the same shepherd's care. Not only are the sheep of the flock safe, but the little lambs about which the ewes may be more solicitous than their own safety are all under the same guardian eye and the same shepherd's care. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. This verse suggests two most comforting thoughts. One, fresh supplies of strength, fresh supplies of grace, and of Christian joy as the exercises of service may require. And two, leading guidance. Guidance in right paths, than which no assurances could be more encouraging to the heart of those who are conscious of their own tendency to make mistakes as to the path of service, and to run down or wear out under its strain. Pastures of tender grass. It might indeed have been said, He gives me to see the pastures of tender grass, or still more, He permits me to journey through the green pastures, or even to refresh myself while on my way by feeding on the tender grass. Any of these privileges would have been a priceless boon, but how far do they fall short of the actual words of this verse? The lying down suggests such sweet rest, and not nearly rest, but satisfaction, for a hungry, unsatisfied sheep would need to feed and not to lay down. And yet, mere common sense ought to tell us that He, whose way is perfect, can make no mistakes, that He, who has promised to perfect that which concerneth us, and whose minute care counts the very hairs of our heads, and forms for us our circumstances, must know better than we the way to forward our truest interests and to glorify His own name. In the measure in which we truly recognize Him as our Lord and ourselves as His possession, will it be easy to put our trust in Him. Do not we all take the charge of those things that we purchase? If the shepherd purchases a flock of sheep, does he not intend to provide for and take care of them? And the more they cost, the more carefully will he tend them. Our good shepherd has paid for us an infinite price, and we are not merely the sheep of his pasture, but the subjects of his kingdom. But are the members of the church, which is the bride whom he loves? Well, may we put our trust in Him who loves us with love so unique and unparalleled. We are finite in our wisdom and in our resources, and often can only give to one or two deserving objects, or must divide one gift between them. Not so our Father. He does not rob one to enrich another, but does the best for each, the best for all. God could just as well fill our mouths with manna in China as in Arabia, and He has many other ways in which He might help us. But God loves you, brethren, and He knows that you cannot do without giving. You cannot afford not to give. God owns all the gold and silver in the world, and the cattle on a thousand hills. We need not be vegetarians. I do not believe that our Heavenly Father will ever forget His children. I am a very poor father, but it is not my habit to forget my children. God is a very, very good Father. It is not His habit to forget His children. It would have been a wonderful exhibition of condescending grace had our Lord Jesus from heaven spoken the leper clean. But far more wonderful and far more touching, too, was that grace which led Him to become man, and as man to lay His hand on the polluted one. True love cannot be stationary. It must either decline or grow.